I'm Mike Albans with Montana News. Montana lost a strong voice for veterans with the death of Dan Gallagher in Missoula on Monday. Gallagher grew up on a family farm outside Charlo, Montana, the youngest of 13 children born to Irish immigrants. His father fought for Sinn Féin in Ireland before fleeing to the U.S. and eventually served in World War II. Every male member of his family served in either World War II or the Korean War. Here's a clip of Gallagher talking to students at Missoula's Big Sky High School in 2011.
I grew up in the 60s, and John Kennedy was a great influence on my life. And believing in service to country was something that I grew up with. So when the time came and Vietnam was happening, I volunteered for service as part of my culture.
As a soldier, Gallagher was a combat engineer, detonating fortifications and bridges and dismantling booby traps and mines, sometimes probing open fields with the tip of his bayonet.
I went to Vietnam, and, you know, I was proud to have served, but I think when you go to combat, when you go to war, it is such an incredibly different experience than anything you may have had in life. I was, you know, a 19-year-old, and when you see what happens in war, it changes you. When you see people, your friends dying, when you see the damage, the destruction, when you see little kids who are starving, when you see all that sort of thing, it changes you forever.
Dan Gallagher came home from Vietnam in 1969 to a different America. He was conflicted and tortured by what he'd witnessed there and was haunted by the protesters here at home. He floundered for years after his service, working odd jobs and suffering from anxiety, insomnia, and panic attacks. He eventually entered the University of Montana, earning a degree in history and political science in 1980 and a law degree in 1994, becoming a lawyer and a teacher here in Missoula. Gallagher had a lifelong commitment to helping other veterans. Later in life, he made friends with Betsy Mulligan Daig, director of the Jeanette Rankin Peace Center in Missoula.
He had his own demons from the war and troubled him for many years. And if he had only stopped there, he would just be another Vietnam veteran. But he took his pain and what his lessons were, and he turned that out to see where he could help other people.
Gallagher mentored struggling vets and became a leading member of Missoula's American Legion Post 101. He also reached out to people with opposing views, like Betsy Mulligan Daig, working to find the common ground between veterans and peace activists. He famously invited Mulligan Daig to speak at Veterans Day ceremonies in 2011. She called that a historic moment, and in 2012, the Peace Center gave Gallagher their Peacemaker Award. Their new relationship between vets and peace activists became the subject of an award-winning documentary called Beyond the Divide in 2014.
He never let go of seeing other people's humanity and what their needs were and finding ways to connect with them with compassion.
Mulligan Daig became close friends with Gallagher and remembers her friend for his unwavering commitment to finding the common threads between us. Dan Gallagher's son Brian says he hopes his father is remembered for the kindness and caring he showed and that he truly did make the world a better place, not just for veterans, but for everyone. Dan Gallagher died of heart failure Monday at age 69. He survived by 5 children and 9 grandchildren. Services will be held at Christ the King Church next week in Missoula. I'm Mike Albans.
Our audio clips of Dan Gallagher came from the website for the 2014 documentary film called Beyond the Divide. You can find a link to the film's website on our website, mtpr.org.